In this unit, we're going to talk about the biblical standards for management. And I'm going to introduce a concept called Christ-centered management. Here's a pop quiz. Which did Jesus emphasize more? Was it management or leadership? And your first instinct might be management because leadership is such a popular concept. You've heard probably lead like Jesus and, you know, Jesus was the servant leader of all. And there's so much teaching on leadership. In fact, Christian leadership is literally 100 times more popular than the concept of Christian management. There are 203 times more books on Amazon that include the phrase Christian leadership than those that include Christian management. And Google generates 400,000 search results, the last time I checked, for the phrase Christian Leadership Conference, while there are only 561 search results for Christian Management Conference. I mean, certainly leadership, the term leadership is far more popular than the idea of management. In fact, I mean, some of the most prominent leadership gurus of the present day, they will actually tell you, don't be a manager, be a leader, because managers just care about things and leaders actually care about people. And is that the biblical perspective? Is that the way Jesus wanted us to think about the idea of management? And what are the consequences of our society's negative view of managers and management? So going back to our pop quiz here, which did Jesus emphasize more? Was it management or was it leadership? What was a parable that Jesus told that was explicitly about leadership? And when I say leadership, I mean about somebody that was in charge, somebody who was taking control, you know, sort of the way that leadership is presented to us in our modern day, you know, albeit a servant leader, but nonetheless, this is a person that is, you know, kind of steering the ship and kind of king of the hill. Jesus doesn't really give us that perspective on the idea of leadership in the parables. In fact, the main characters in almost all of Jesus's parables, are they leaders? Not necessarily in the way that we tend to think about it in the modern day. They were managers. And here are some of the examples of some of those parables in which the main characters are managers. The parable of the talents, you got the tares, you got the parable of the mustard seed, you got the sheep and the goats, the faithful servant, the unjust steward, the unforgiving servant, the lost coin, drawing the net, the 10 virgins, the growing seed, all of these, and all of these, the main character is a manager, a resource manager, a financial manager, maybe a business manager, but it's a manager nonetheless. I think the Lord is getting at something here, that this is the way He wants us to think about ourselves as stewards, not as sort of the leader that is out in front of the pack, that's kind of taking charge, that's the one that everybody looks up to, but as the manager, the one that understands that we have nothing that we have not first been given from God, that truly He is the leader, we are following His lead, we are the manager of the directives that He gives us, and certainly in many cases, we then pass on those directives to the people that follow us. And Paul says, if you want a good heart for Christian leadership, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's what leadership is all about. But it's really first and foremost about being a follower. It's really first and foremost about being a manager, not a leader, first and foremost. So I've thrown around this idea of stewardship. This is really what we mean by the idea of management. But it flows from this understanding that God owns it all. Stewardship is about managing in business, in a business context, as though God owns it all. Why do we know God owns it all? Psalm 24 verse 1 tells us, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For we brought nothing into this world and we can take nothing out. What do you have that you did not receive? These are all rhetorical questions that God is asking us. I mean, obviously, we brought nothing into this world and we will bring nothing out of it. Certainly, we lay up treasures in heaven, but in terms of material possessions, you know, the things that in your business that you feel like you just have to have the death grip on because nobody can do it better than you, you're not gonna take that with you when you die. It's gonna be the people that remain in that business that are gonna continue on. We need to do business and manage with that mindset. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, and then continuing on in verse 2 of chapter 4, Paul says, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ. So we've been entrusted with an incredible amount of responsibility, and Christ belongs to God. It is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. And this is a remarkable thing about being a child of God. When you think about the reality that not only does God love you, but that God trusts you, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:7 that love always trusts. And this is the God kind of love that always trusts. So he doesn't just love you the way that you love your crazy uncle, like you just sort of tolerate the person. He loves you so much that he has entrusted everything to you. And this is what we're told here. All things belong to you and you belong to Christ. And elsewhere in the New Testament, we read that all things pertaining to life and godliness have been entrusted to us. Heavenly blessings and blessings in heavenly places have been entrusted to us. We have nothing that we have not first received. And this is because God trusts us as his managers of what he has created. So what are the benefits of a Christ-centered approach to management? Number one, it breaks the I'm the master mentality. It breaks that humanistic, if it's to be, it's up to me mentality. And that is so liberating, knowing that we can partner with the God of the universe in our business endeavors, knowing that we don't have to go it alone. It helps us to focus on being faithful and effective rather than on being important and significant. And so that you don't have to feel a sense that you have to kind of go down in history as this amazing leader, like, you know, whoever in your industry or in your sphere of interest is the leader that really stands out, is the one that you really want to be like. You don't have to focus on being the significant one. You just focus on being a faithful steward and being effective with what God has entrusted to you and the way that he has called you to manage whatever it is that he has given to you. Because again, you don't have to worry about trying to be this legendary leader. All you need to focus on is the way that Jesus taught in his parables, with the manager being the main character. That's the way that he wants you to see yourself. And he wants you to see yourself as being a faithful manager at that. Being a Christ-centered manager also increases our influence and authority. And you see this in the parable of the minas. In Luke 19, you see it in the parable of the talents. In Matthew 25, where the faithful steward was entrusted with more responsibility, with cities, with more talents, with more money, with more resources in some cases. Because faithful stewardship, it results in increased influence and authority. And with that comes responsibility. And so now in the next segment, I want to talk about how to become a Christ-centered business manager.